It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep with Renee Montaigne reporting from London on climate change. In an Egyptian resort, an international conference has begun on the future of Iraq. Not too many people expect this conference to create friendship between Iraq's Shiite-led government and its mostly Sunni neighbors. But there are some hopes, and as the conference got underway, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice met with her Syrian counterpart. NPR's Peter Kenyon is covering this story. And Peter, why is this meeting so important?
Well, mainly attention's focused on this because it's a shift in the U.S. position of isolating Syria and, for that matter, Iran. And the question, of course, is will there be substantive talks more than just a meet and greet? I spoke today with a member of the Syrian delegation. He says that Syria's deputy foreign minister met with a high-ranking State Department official yesterday. And the two sides agreed that Secretary Rice and Syrian Foreign Minister Walid Mualim will meet this evening. And now, according to the Syrians, the topics will include not only Iraq, but the ongoing governmental crisis in Lebanon, where Syrian-backed opposition groups led by Hezbollah are trying to bring down the government unless its demands are met. The Americans aren't confirming anything regarding the agenda, but the fact of the meeting is somewhat significant in and of itself.
I suppose the next question is whether Rice would meet with Iran that you mentioned.
Well, that is a big question, and so far what we're seeing is that both sides are saying they're open to the possibility of such talks, but they don't really want to be seen as the one asking for them. The Iranians say they're always willing to discuss things, but America has to change its policies. The Americans say, of course, we can talk with Iran, but in fact, they have to cease enriching uranium there before they will.
There's a lot of focus on money today. Countries being asked to forgive billions of dollars of Iraq's debt. Can that make a big difference?
It could make a very large difference in the sense that, and we hear this from officials all the time in Baghdad, that if we could get more of these young men working and off the streets with some economic development projects, we might have a leg up in the combat against terrorism and unrest and the bloodshed that goes on. On the other hand, if you're a foreign investor, whether you're a Sunni Arab-led state or someone in Europe or America for that matter, the terrible violence and very shaky security situation is a major impediment to foreign investment and economic benefit. What the Americans are hoping for today and what Prime Minister of Iraq Nouri al-Maliki asked for is debt forgiveness. The Americans are hoping that 80% debt forgiveness will be the rule. Some countries are headed in that direction, not all of them yet.
I suppose the other question is whether everybody trusts each other here. You do have this Shiite-led government in Iraq. You have a Shiite-dominated government next door in Iran. But most of the other neighbors are Sunni-dominated. Is that sectarian divide going to be difficult to cross here?
It has been, it is, and it probably will be, Steve. The Americans and Iraqis are very frustrated by what they call this prism in the neighboring Sunni Arab states of viewing everything in Iraq through the prism of the new Shia-led government. One official last night said the Saudis and other Sunni Arab states seem to confuse automatically Shia with Persians, and it makes them distrustful. And they say Iraq on its own problem has not done a very good job of communicating what successes it has had. Now, other Arab states say these bodies that show up in the morgue every day also have a lot to do with it. So I think the distrust will continue.
Okay, and we'll continue following this story. We're listening to NPR's Peter Kenyon. He's in the Egyptian resort of Sharm el-Sheikh. That's where a two-day conference on the future of Iraq has begun today. And as part of that conference, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice is meeting with her counterpart from Syria. Peter, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Steve.